नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण कृष्णाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नाम नमस्ते सारस्वती देवी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी श्रील प्रभुपाद ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्या नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके श्रीमद्भागवतम की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम श्रीमद्भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 25 This chapter is entitled as The Characteristics of King Puranjana, text 29. Nasham Bororu Annatama Bhubi Sprit पुरीं इमां वीरा वरेना साकं अर्हसि अलंकर्तुं अदभ्र कर्मणा लोकं परं श्री एवा यज्ञा पुंसा नासाम नासाम वरोर्भु अन्नतमा भुवि स्त्री नासाम वरर्वन्नतमा भुवि स्त्री पुरीं इमां वीरवरेण साकं पुरीं इमां वीरवरेण साकं अर्हसलंकर्तुं मदभ्रकर्मणा अर्हसलंकर्तुं मदभ्रकर्मणा लोकं परं श्रीर इव यज्ञ पुंसा लोकं परं श्रीर इव यज्ञ पुंसा नाशां वरर्वन्नतमा भुवि स्त्री पुरीं इमां वीरवरेण साकं अर्हसलंकर्तुं मदभ्रकर्मणा लोकं परं श्रीर इव यज्ञ पुंसा Mataji's. Fortunate one, Annatama, anyone, Bhuvisprit, touching the ground, Urim, Siti, Imam, this, Viravarena, the great hero, Sakam, along with Arhasi, you deserve Alankartum, to decorate Adabhra, glorious Karmana, whose activities Lokam, world, Param, transcendental, Shri, the goddess of fortune, Eva, life, Jagyapumsa, with the enjoyer of all the Jagyas. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. O greatly fortunate one, it appears that you are none of the women I have mentioned, because I see that your feet are touching the ground. But if you are some woman of this planet, you can, like the goddess of fortune, who accompanied by Lord Vishnu, increases the beauty of the Vaikuntha planet, also increase the beauty of this city by associating with me. You should understand that I am a great hero and a very powerful king on this planet. Please repeat after me. O greatly fortunate one, it appears that you are none of the women I have mentioned, because I see that your feet are touching the ground. But if you are some woman of this planet, you can, like the goddess of fortune, who, accompanied by Lord Vishnu, increases the beauty of the Vaikuntha planet. Also increase the beauty of this city by associating with me. You should understand that I am a great hero and a very powerful king on this planet. And a very powerful king on this planet. Okay. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. There is a difference between demoniac mentality and devotional mentality. Devotees know perfectly well that the goddess of fortune, who is the constant companion of Vishnu or Narayana, cannot be enjoyed by a living entity. This higher sense of understanding is called Krishna consciousness. Nonetheless, everyone wants to become happy by imitating the prosperity of Narayana. In this verse, Puranjana states that the girl appears to be an ordinary woman. However, since he is attracted by her, he requests that she become as happy as the goddess of fortune by associating with him. Thus, he introduces himself as a great king with great influence so that she might accept him as her husband and be as happy as the goddess of fortune. To desire to enjoy this material world as a subordinate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is godly. The demons, however, want to enjoy this material world without considering the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the difference between a demon and a demigod. The word bhuvistrik mentioned in this verse is very significant. When the demigods sometimes come to this planet, they do not touch the ground. Puranjana could understand that this girl did not belong to the transcendental world of the higher planetary system because her feet were touching the ground. Since every woman in this world wants her husband to be very influential, rich and powerful, Puranjana, to seduce the girl, introduced himself as such a personality. In the material world, whether one be a man or a woman, one wants to enjoy. A man wants to enjoy a beautiful woman, and a woman wants to enjoy a powerful, opulent man. Every living entity who possesses such material desire is called Purusha, an enjoyer. Superficially it appears that the woman is the enjoyer and the man is the enjoyer. But internally, everyone is an enjoyer. Consequently, everything in this material world is called Maya. Om Abhyana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalapaya Chakshurun Militam Vena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manodhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Padamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Satrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Twam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padar Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Taptukanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vancha Kalpa Tadukvarsha Kripasindhu Bhaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanityo Vaishnavityo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama
Nashambaroru Annatama Bhuvistri Purim Imam Viravarena Shakam Arhasalam Kratum Adabhra Parmana Lokam Param Shri Rivajatya Kumsa.
O greatly fortunate one, it appears that you are none of the women I have mentioned because I see that your feet are touching the ground. But if you are some woman of this planet, you can, like the goddess of fortune, who accompanied by Lord Vishnu increases the beauty of the Vaikuntha planet. also increase the beauty of this city by associating with me. You should understand that I am a great hero and a very powerful king on this planet. So, this is the story of Puranjana, the resident of a city with 9 gates. In Bhagavad Gita also Krishna says, Navadare Pure Dehi. The Puri, there is a city with 9 gates. And that is the human body. And Puranjan is the living entity who resides in this city of 9 gates. Dehi. This expression Dehi, Krishna also used at the beginning of the second chapter. Dehi nasmin yathadehi. So there is a very clear distinction made between the body and the owner of the body. Deha and Dehi. Deha is the body and Dehi is the owner of the body. Who is the owner of the body? The spirit soul. Spirit soul originally belongs to the spiritual sky. But because some spirit souls develop a perverted desire to enjoy like Krishna, they are sent to this material nature. They are not only sent, they are banished to this material nature. Because they wanted to enjoy like Krishna, they are given an opportunity. Okay, fine, you want to enjoy like me, Krishna like a loving father. So, okay, fine, you want to enjoy like me, go and enjoy. But that's not going to happen in the spiritual sky. Because in the spiritual sky, there is no room for unreality. In the spiritual sky is the world of absolute reality. So there is no room for falsity. A living entity cannot be the enjoyer. Living entity is also enjoyed by the Supreme Personality. The Supreme Enjoyer, the Paramah Purushaha, is Krishna. And he is the only enjoyer. And everyone else is enjoying. Akale Ishwar Krishna, Arshav Dikta. Only Krishna is the enjoyer and everyone else is his servant who is meant to provide for his enjoyment. But some living entities desire to enjoy like Krishna. So Krishna says, okay, fine, I'll make that arrangement for you. And Krishna made this arrangement. And that is this material nature. And what is the outcome of living entities trying to enjoy this material nature? Suffering. If we become what we are, then we naturally become comfortable. We become happy. But if we want to become somebody else, then it becomes troublesome. So we are not the enjoyer, now we are trying to become the enjoyer. So to begin with, we have to make so many arrangements for enjoyment. And no matter how much we try to enjoy, we can't enjoy. Because we are not in our constitution, according to our constitution, according to our natural state, we are not meant to be the enjoyer. Therefore, when we try to enjoy, we end up suffering. So that is what is happening in the material nature. We are getting an opportunity to enjoy, but the more we try to enjoy, the more we suffer. And this is the story of that conditioned living entity who wanted to become the enjoyer. A very beautiful story told by Narad Muni to King Prachinavardhan. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madhava Shakti Prindati Jai Shriman Mahaprabhu Gopumanande. Prachinavardhi had 10 sons. They are known as Prachetas. These Prachetas were very exalted souls. From their early youth, from the early stage of their life, they all were very exalted personalities. And when they were told to get married and produce children, they first decided to prepare themselves for that. So they left home and they started to travel. And in course of their travel, they came across a vast lake, and there they had an encounter with Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva blessed them with Rudra Gita. Rudra Gita is the song sung by Lord Shiva, glorifying the Supreme Personality. In this way, when we come across a devotee and hear the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we get the opportunity to become a devotee of the Lord also. Time and time again in the scriptures it has been pointed out that the only way one can become a devotee of the Lord is by receiving the mercy of a devotee of the Lord. That's the only way. In Madhurya Kadambini, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur very analytically pointed that out, that Krishna doesn't give bhakti. Devotion is Krishna himself doesn't give. One of the main reasons why Krishna doesn't give devotion himself, because if Krishna did give devotion to somebody and not to others, then people would have considered Krishna to be partial. But Krishna is absolutely impartial. Therefore Krishna decided, I won't give devotion to anyone myself. So he gave that prerogative, he left that prerogative for his devotees. And it is through his devotees that that one becomes a devotee, one receives devotion to Krishna. How many of you have received your devotion to Krishna by coming in contact with a devotee? Please raise your hand. So all of you, so you can see, this is how wonderfully powerful is the association of devotees. If our hearts are open, if our heart is fertile, and we come across a devotee who speaks to us about Krishna, the glory of Krishna, the greatness of Krishna, then we begin to also appreciate Krishna's supreme position. Generally, nobody knows Krishna. In the material nature, we all are born in ignorance. And the real ignorance, the actual ignorance is ignorance about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His kingdom. But when we come across a devotee, then we get to hear about Krishna's glory and the wonderful situation of Krishna's abode. So that's what happened to the Prachetas. And after receiving the mercy of Lord Shiva, they just went to perform austerities. Austerities here means withdrawing the senses from the objects of the senses and focusing onto Krishna. Towards the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the second canto, this point has been very wonderfully explained. When Brahma, just by hearing these two syllables, Ta and Pa was inspired to meditate upon the Supreme Personality. And it has been pointed out that this tapaha or austerity, penances, is the means to come close to Krishna, the means to receive the mercy of Krishna, tapaha. Brahma at the beginning did not know who he was, where he came from, what he was supposed to do. And he tried through so many external means to try to find out where he came from, who he was, etc. But finally when he became completely frustrated with all his endeavors, then he heard these two syllables, which has been described as the 16th word and the 21st word of the Sparsha Varna. There are vowels and consonants. The consonants are known as Sparsha Varna. According to the Sanskrit alphabets, the consonants have so many words, and the 16th one is ta, and the 21st letter is pa. So when they're put together, what sound comes? Ta, pa. Tapa means austerity. So in this way, Brahma was inspired to perform austerity. And what is the austerity? The actual austerity is not to undergo physical difficulty. That is not austerity. The real austerity is to withdraw the senses from the objects of the senses. The senses have a natural tendency to run towards the objects of the senses. As Krishna described in Bhagavad Gita, dhayate vishayan pumsha sangaste shupajayate. Dhayate, the senses are constantly running towards the objects of the sense. And as a result of that, sangaste shupajayate, one develops attachment to those objects of the sense and he wants to enjoy them. This desire to enjoy is lust, kama. Sanjat, sangat sanjayate kama. Kamat krodho vijayate. Due to lust, anger develops. When the lust is frustrated, when the desire to enjoy is frustrated, then naturally anger develops. Krodhat bhavati sanmoha. And so forth. Sanmohat. Anyway. So the point is, in the material nature, our senses are naturally running towards the objects of the senses. But one who wants to make spiritual advancement must withdraw his senses from the objects of the senses and direct them towards Krishna. And that is called austerity. Tapasa brahmacharyena. So the prachetas became absorbed in Krishna consciousness, chanting the mantra given by Lord Shiva, meditating upon or fixing the mind on the sound vibration of the mantra, which was indicating the glory of the Supreme Personality of God. So, in the meantime, Narad Muni saw that the sons are making such wonderful spiritual advancement, but the father is completely absorbed in mundane activity. He is completely engrossed in performing sacrifices. Those sacrifices that are prescribed in the Vedic Karmakanda section is simply meant for sense gratification. They don't have any spiritual benefit, just sense gratification. Therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita says that Karmakanda and Jnanakanda, these two sections of Vedas, are two pots of poison. Karmakanda, Gyanakanda, Kevala, Visharabhanda. Visharabhanda means, bhanda means pot. And vish means poison. These are two pots of poison. Omrita boliya jeva khai. If one drinks that, thinking that to be nectar, what will happen? Kadarjo bhakkhan kare, he doesn't drink nectar, he drinks all kinds of garbage. Kadarjo bhakkhan kare, nana jani brahman kare. And he travels in different species of life. Tar janmo adhok pate jai. And he is doomed to degradation. So, Karmakanda and Gyanakanda section should not be appreciated. The goal of life, the goal of Vedas is to follow bhakti. Yashasti bhaktir bhagavat takinchana. Then sarvai gunais tatra samasateshu. Then all the divine qualities of the demigods automatically become manifest. But harabha bhaktasya kuto mahat guna. One who is not a devotee, one who has not accepted devotional service to Krishna. Kuto mahat guna. What kind of greatness can there be in him? He may be a great yogi, great jnani, great karmi, useless. He may be a big state president, may be a very successful businessman, may be very famous personality, useless waste of time. Kuto mahat guna. How can they have any greatness in them? Although they may be worshipped as a great personality, but if he is not a devotee, there cannot possibly be any greatness in him. So Narad Muni saw the condition of his father, great king, King Prachinavarti, great powerful king, ruler of the earth planet. But Narad Muni took pity upon him. And he knew that this person is not going to listen to direct Krishna conscious advice. If he went and told him, you are not this body, you are a spirit soul, he wouldn't have responded to that. So Narad Muni decided to tell him a very interesting story. A story of Puranjana. Puranjana, he was traveling in order to enjoy all over the universe. And then he came to a very special tract of land on the southern part of the Himalayan mountain. What is on the southern part of Himalayan mountain? The land of Bharatvarsha, the land where spiritual culture is very easily available. So he came to that, and there he came across a city, a beautiful city with 9 gates. And there he came across the queen of that city. And he became very much attracted by that queen, and we can see how he was flirting with her. Like women, they say, likes to be flattered. I mean, I'm talking about mundane women. Devotees are not in the bodily platform. They are on the spiritual identity. So here the story is describing that woman that Puranjana came across, she was extremely beautiful. And so Puranjana started to question, who are you? And his initial inquiry was, are you one of the denizens of heaven? And I am seeing that you are surrounded by 11 bodyguards. And then you have 10 servants. And those 10 servants have 10 beautiful wives along with them. And then I can see that there is a snake with 5 hoods is protecting you. So who are you? The whole purpose was, when he was asking, who are you? He actually meant, how can I enjoy it? And the woman submitted herself to him. Yes, my Lord, you are my hero. And now Puranjana started to live in this city of Nayaki. And it's a beautiful analogy. The city of nine gates. What is that city where the spirit soul is residing? The human form, the human body. Human body has nine whole, nine sense perceiving whole. Two ears, two eyes, two nostrils, mouth, anus, and genital. So nine whole, the city of nine gates. The spirit soul can, or his senses, can go out of this body through this city of nine, through these gates, in order to enjoy, as Puranjana used to do. Who is the queen? Intelligence. The spirit soul, now in cahoots with intelligence, is trying to enjoy through this human form, through this human body. Yes, in one sense, this human body provides with wonderful facilities to enjoy. But in the long run, it simply ends in a tragedy, as it happened with Puranjana. Puranjana had nine bodyguards. The queen of the city had nine bodyguards. I'm sorry, 11 bodyguards. Those were five knowledge acquiring senses, five working senses, and one internal sense, mind. Then 10 servants. The 10 elements of the material nature and the objects of the sense. 5 elements, and with the conjunction of the sense perception, these are giving rise to 5 objects of the sense. Earth, water, fire, air, ether give rise to hearing, seeing, tasting, touching, and smelling. Rup, rosh, gandha, shabda, sparsh. And then the city was guarded by a 5-hooded serpent. Who is that 5-hooded serpent? The 5 types of air in the body. Pran, apan, saman, van, and udan. They are performing all the functions of the body and keeping the body alive in this world. There is a constant struggle to remain alive. Life is a struggle. Life is a constant struggle against death. The death is trying to overpower us all the time. And we are trying to overcome those onslaughts of death. And that is being done by these 5 types of air. Pran, apan. Pran is holding the soul in the body. Apan is causing the undesirable elements to be excreted from the body. Gyan is making the nervous system function. Saman maintains the equilibrium of the body. And udan. So in this way, there are 5 types of air, which is making the functioning of the body to go on. But eventually what happened? Later on we'll come across that. Eventually what will happen? The Javana king will attack the city of nine gates. Who is the Javana king? Jamaraj, the king of death. And he has a sister, Kalakanya. Kalakanya literally means the daughter of time. And the daughter of time comes and embraces Puranjana. And as a result of that, Puranjana loses all his vitality. So Kalakanya, when Kalakanya embraces us, then what happens? The body becomes old, jara. It loses all vitality. That struggle that was going on to remain alive, it cannot cope up with the struggle anymore. And finally, he succumbs to the attack of Jamaraj. And then Jamadutas come and drag him out of his body. The body, the city of nine gates, where he was dwelling so happily for so many years with his dear wife, intelligence, now he is dragged out of his body. But fortunately, he comes across his friend. And that Brahmana friend, who is that? That's a devotee of the Lord. Puranjana, in next life, he becomes a woman. Jang jang bapi smaran bhavam tajat tante kaleva. With what thought one leaves his body, accordingly he gets his next body. Puranjana left his body thinking about his wife. And as a result of that, he got a woman's body in his next life. And then when her husband died and she was about to enter into the fire to give up her life, to go along with her husband, then an old friend came to her. Who is that old friend? The old friend is the representative of the Supreme Personality of God, the devotee. And the devotee instructs him about Krishna. And then he learns to become surrendered unto the lotus feet of the Lord. And as a result of that, he achieves the ultimate perfection of his existence. So in a nutshell, that was the story of Puranjana that Narad Muni told King Prachinabari. And King Prachinabari was curious to hear the story. After hearing the story, he wondered. I mean, I can understand that he told the story, but there must be some inner purport to that story. Some purpose there behind. And then Narad Muni explained. And then King Prachinabari realized that how he was wasting his time. Notpadaye jadi ratin samaye eva hiti. He realized that. Dharma sanushtitam pungshan vishakshena katha suyat notpadaye jadi ratin samaye eva. All these activities, if they are not going to generate our interest to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then it's simply a waste of time. He realized his performing these sacrifices and all that is just a waste of time. The real purpose of life is to become a devotee of the Lord. And he was fortunate to come across Narad Muni, such an exalted personality, the dearest devotee of the Lord. And as a result of that, he became a devotee and achieved the perfection of his life. It's a wonderful story. And through that, we also get to hear, get to know, what should we do. We also are reminded constantly through Srimad Bhagavatam in this way, that our goal of life should be to develop our attachment to Krishna and not become diverted to any other allurements. in this material age. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Vimananda. Does anybody have any question or comment? Radha Shyam Prabhu, I'm so happy to see you. I heard that you are here with, I have 400 students from, yeah, wonderful. So are you comfortably situated? All your students are happily situated? Very good. Welcome to Mayapur. So please keep coming. And next time bring 4,000. As you do in Pune. Any question? Any comment or any question? Radha Shyam Prabhu, do you have any comment or question? Hare Krishna. Any other? Okay. Yeah.
Maharaj, in the purport, the word Bhuvisprit is mentioned. Bhuvisprit.
Yeah.
I had an understanding, I wanted to confirm it from you. And the intelligence, which is represented by the woman here, her leg was touching the ground. Is it because the intelligence of Puranjana is not transcendental? That is why it is called a Bhuvisprit?
Yeah, very good point.
I want to confirm.
There can be two. Here, literally it means that your feet are not touching the ground. Your feet are touching the ground, therefore, you are of this world. You are not of the celestial planet. From the celestial heavenly planet, when they come, sometimes they come, but their feet do not touch the ground. So that is the direct purport. But as you pointed out, the intelligence, this woman is intelligence. The intelligence also can be of two types. One is Buddhi Yoga, or spiritual intelligence. And the other is mundane intelligence, which is one of the subtle elements which ties us down to the material. So that intelligence is mundane, material, whereas spiritual intelligence is divine. Thank you. So there is a question, from the internet. Sometimes it is hard to control the senses. Okay, this question is from Shuri Krishna Das from Sydney. So, he has two questions. Sometimes it is hard to control the senses. For example, especially in West, for practical reasons, sometimes we have to eat the food which is not offered to Krishna. Best examples are food prepared by non-devotees in vegetarian restaurants or sweets from sweet shop. What should be done in such circumstances? Well, try your best to maintain the purity of food as much as possible. But once Prabhupada told me that in this age it is impossible to maintain purity of food. It's impossible to maintain the purity. And then he added, therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the holy name. By eating food, we are not going to achieve our spiritual perfection in this age. The way to achieve our spiritual perfection is by taking shelter of the holy name. So that is the way. So yes, in the West there are so many impediments, so many temptations. So just taking shelter of the holy name, try to overcome all those impediments. Yes, I can understand sometimes one has to, especially when you are in the West working, it's not always possible to offer food to Krishna. Anyway, as much as possible, try to maintain the purity of food. At least make it a point that it's vegetarian food. And you can offer it to Krishna in your mind. And if there is any sense of guilt feeling, express it to Krishna and beg for his forgiveness, that due to the situation, due to the force of circumstances, you are not able to maintain such a strict standard. And Krishna will understand. The second question is the time of our death already determined? It may be determined, but you do not know when it's going to come. So the best course is to be ready all the time. If it comes, I'm ready. That should be our attitude. General standard is 100 years. But there is no way of knowing when it will come. We are seeing hardly anyone lives for 100 years now. And the thing is, we are seeing padam padam jagvi padam natesham. This world is full of danger, and at every step there is danger. Death can come at any moment. Therefore we should be prepared, so that whenever it comes, we can say, well, I'm ready to go. Okay, yes, give him the mic. Give him.
Thank you, Sir Maharaj. Maharaj, when a living entity wants to enjoy separate from God, Krishna sends us to this material world to artificially try to enjoy. Because the nature of the living being is to be the servant of Lord God, and he cannot enjoy. He can be enjoyed, but he cannot be enjoyed. So instead of sending him to this material world, why not Krishna changes the constitution of nature of the living entity so that he can become the enjoyer?
Yeah. Just like sometimes the loving father provides the stubborn son with some opportunity. I'll give you an example. It was with Prabhupada's life. Prabhupada had a son. So one day, the son was insisting that he wanted to touch the moving fan, the table fan. So no matter how much the mother was saying, don't do that, you'll get hurt. But he was insisting. So then finally, Prabhupada said, okay. So what he did, he switched off the fan, and the fan was still moving. So he told his son, okay, touch it. So he touched it, and he got hurt. He started to cry. Then Prabhupada said, touch it. Then he said, no, I don't. Right? So similarly, Krishna provides us with an opportunity to enjoy like him. But he switches off the fan so that it doesn't hurt us. So, but it hurts us to some extent so that we learn our lesson. Or it also can be seen in this way. Like sometimes a child wants to play with his friends. So then the father takes him to the garden, to the field, where he meets his friend and he's playing with his friend, right? Happily, lost in his games with his friend. Completely forgotten his father, but the father is sitting by the park on a bench. Then it becomes dark. All the friends are gone. And it has become dark. The son now is afraid and calls out, Daddy, Daddy, where are you? Then what does the father do? He comes and picks up the son and takes him home. Similarly, we can also see that this material nature is an arrangement for Krishna where he allows us to play our childish games. But then when we become helpless and afraid, and then I call out to Krishna, 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 please save us. Please deliver us. Then Krishna will come and pick us up and say, come, let's go home. So the consideration is, yes, we have our freedom, but the ultimate consideration is to surrender to Krishna. And when you do that, Krishna will come. It becomes hard to sometimes control the mind. It thinks all sorts of bad things, even about our authority. That's the business of the mind. It thinks bad even about our authority. So, okay, what to do then? Whose question is it? Okay. Anyway, don't worry. So, mind's business is that. Mind's business is to take us to mind. Therefore, mind has to be controlled by intelligence. Now, intelligence also is not so expert all the time. Therefore, we have to depend upon Krishna's instruction. Because if the body is like a chariot, the senses are the horses, mind is the rein to control the horses, then we need a very good chariot driver, charioteer. Now, if the charioteer is not very good, then what will happen? He won't be able to control the horses. And it will take the chariot into a ditch where we'll all get hurt. Is it desirable? No. So what is the best option? What did Arjun do? Who did Arjun give the rein to? Krishna. So you also give your rein of your mind to Krishna. And what's the way to do that? Manmana bhava madbhakta madjaji man namaskuru. With your mind you always think of Krishna. With your mind you just surrender unto Krishna. Then you will become a devotee of Krishna. And that is the best way. Sometimes lust comes in bhakti also. We always want to be respect in our the point is that lust is there, how to control it. Okay, lust can be controlled by again thinking about Krishna and developing our devotional service, our service attitude towards Krishna. Instead of trying to enjoy ourselves, we must try to provide for Krishna's enjoyment. That will enable us to conquer our lust. Kaam means lust. Krishna Parmarpane. When our activities are offered to satisfy Krishna, then lust will automatically be conquered. Another question from the internet, from Ujjain, Nitai Chandra Prabhu. To desire to enjoy the material as a subordinate of the Supreme Lord as is godly. In this mentality is mixed devotional service as those of demigods. This is still inferior to pure devotional service. Very good question. To desire to enjoy the material nature as subordinate to the Supreme Lord is godly. Now, to desire to enjoy the material nature as subordinate, recognizing that the thing belongs to Krishna, and recognizing that everything belongs to Krishna, we try to enjoy. That has been described as godhead. Demigods are doing that. The difference between demigods and demons, demons do not want to accept Krishna's identity. Like Ravan, stole Sita away, wanted to enjoy Sita. Whereas she is the property of the Lord. Without recognizing the Lord, if we try to enjoy, that is demonic. But when we accept the authority of the Lord and try to enjoy our share of enjoyment that has been provided by the Lord or prescribed by the Lord, is godly. But still, it is not pure devotional service. This has been described as Mishra Bhakti, Karma Mishra Bhakti. The devotional service mixed with the desire to enjoy. That's called Karma Mishra Bhakti. But the thing is, pure devotional service is Jnana Karmat Anapritam. Is free from the desire for enjoyment and also the desire for liberation. The karma leads us to enjoyment, jnana leads us to liberation. Jnana karmad anapritam. Free from the influence of jnana and karma is pure devotion. So in pure devotion what happens? There is no consideration for our enjoyment. The only consideration is to provide for Krishna's enjoyment. And for the sake of providing that enjoyment for Krishna, if I have to suffer, doesn't matter. That is the mood of a pure devotee. I do not care for my enjoyment. All I care for is your enjoyment. Yes, therefore, the position of the demigods are inferior to a pure devotee. Thank you very much. Last question. This question is from Ahmedabad, from Vishwaroop. Even though we take proper care, due to nature of material world, we become cause of someone's displeasure without any intention behind it. What should be our duty? If it is unintentional, then what can be done? But if you recognize that it may have caused some displeasure or dissatisfaction to the other Vaishnava, go to him and explain it to him and beg forgiveness to him. So in this way, we must maintain a proper relationship with our fellow. Thank you all very much. We'll end the class with a little kirtan. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hari Bo, Hari Bo. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada.
Gaur Premanande Hari Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Rishutari Srila Prabhupada.